This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
Last year, we predicted a couple things. And maybe some of you will remember it, and you may remember it. They normally would keep four running backs, right? What did I say? They were going to keep five, right? Then I told you way ahead. I said, hey, they're going to keep five. They're going to run more. Did I not tell you that? I told you Chris Brooks would make the team, and they're going to run more. And they did. Now, he did run more, to his credit, compared to the year before. He still failed to stick with it at times. He still has a very – he's not a great play caller. He's a great play designer, not a great play caller, not a great game day coach yet. We hope that he grows into that this year, makes some really real positive strides in that direction. But we told you that there would be more running. Okay? So let me explain something to you that's coming. Okay, and I've kind of been setting you up already for some of it. I explained to you what was going on with Jalen Wright, right? To keep the same offense with the same three backs for four quarters now. So they had the top two banged up. Now they've got a third guy that has the same skill set. They can run the offense more. We told you that, right? We told you now, we explained to you, when you look at the receivers they signed, it's four slot guys to go with Berrios. That's five. They want to solve that slot issue. They also signed Jonnu Smith, something they haven't had the first 2 years, a pass catcher that he wants. He chased Claypool. It just didn't fit in his scheme. He couldn't figure it out, which I blame him more than Chase. He couldn't figure out how to use Gesicki. I blame him more than I blame Gesicki. Gesicki caught 70 balls the year before with Brian Flores. Okay, he can be used, but whatever. He's set in his ways. Jonnu Smith fits exactly what he wants. A speed tight end. Okay, and he's got good hands. He's a solid route runner. Jonnu Smith is a good football player. So in this scheme, he will be used. I am sure that discussion has been talked about. And so he saw the speed, and he's like, you know, this is the guy we got to get. There's going to be a change in this offense coming up this year. You will see them spread the ball around more. You will see them dedicate themselves a little more to the running game, and especially since Mike McDaniel has his kind of running game. Let me tell you about something that I've complained about that they're addressing. I believe they will address that this year. Did I not say throughout the year and in the offseason, have I not said they used Tyreek too much and wore him out? And there's too much Tyreek dependency. Guess what's not going to happen this year? Tyreek dependency is not happening. They will spread the ball around. Waddle will get more. The slot receiver will get more. The tight end will actually be involved and score touchdowns this year. And the running game has more. So if Tyreek is thinking of 2,000 yards, my brother, they're growing away from you. So as we explained to you this offseason, they needed money, and they could have gotten a boatload from Tyreek and chose to get zero. You look at the offseason, and you look at players like Tua and others doing their camps and whatever, they didn't invite Tyreek to any of those. When Tua went to Hawaii, he went and got Teron Armstead and Jalen Ramsey, two elite characters. Tyreek is an elite talent, not an elite person. Okay? So the changing of the guard, which has been kind of a theme this week with the Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning and all that kind of stuff, well, it's happening before your eyes. They will run more. They will use the tight end more. They will use the third receiver more. Waddle, who's going to get his contract next year, will get more. And I'm sure they're telling Tua, and programming his ass the other way, where they programmed him to go to Tyreek so much. Now they're going to program him to spread it around more. So the yards that Tyreek had in the past may not be the same yards he's going to have this year. The amount of catches, the amount of targets may not be the same, because there's a changing of the guard. There's a changing of what they're going to do on offense. And they're showing you right in front of everyone's eyes what they're doing. They aggressively attacked that slot player. They added to the running back. They finally found a speed tight end. Tyreek will not have the kind of action he has had the last 2 years. And this will be a good thing for the Dolphins, that they're not so dependent and so obvious on where they're going. So if you wanted another example and reason why Tyreek Hill will not be back in 2025, as I've been telling you now for a couple of months, here's another reason. And it's happening right before your very eyes. You just have to look at what's happening and then decipher it, and it tells you everything that you need to know.